In the early morning hours of June 6, 1944, the Allied armies, navies, and air forces of the United States, Great Britain, and Canada mounted the largest single invasion force in the history of human warfare. Operation Overlord, the liberation of occupied Europe, would begin with the invasion of France on the beaches of Normandy. Recognizing the significance of the moment, the radio networks agreed to pool their reports. Edward R. Murrow supervised the effort. At 3:33 a.m. Eastern U.S. time, Murrow read from General Eisenhower's Order of the Day, announcing to the world that the long-awaited invasion had begun.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. This order was distributed to assault elements after their embarkation. It was read by appropriate commanders to all other troops in the Allied Expeditionary Force.
Later in the day, as news from the Normandy beaches made its way back to London, Murrow kept listeners at home updated on the progress of the invasion.
There is no indication that the Germans have put in a counterattack. Tonight we were told the names of some of the American ships participating in the bombardment. The Augusta is there, so is the Tuscaloosa. Likewise, the Nevada. The Japanese tried to sink her at Pearl Harbor. All day, Allied heavy bombers have been operating in support of the ground troops. They have encountered no fighter opposition. As a matter of fact, the refusal of the Germans to commit their air force is one of the principal subjects of conversation here tonight. The reputation of the German armies is still considerable, and there is no disposition to discount their power to hit back. But the general impression is that we are now in a position to start pouring the material ashore.